Our scripture reading today is 1 Kings 3, 16 through 28. Now two harlots came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, "Pardon me, my lord. This woman and I live in the same house, and I had a baby while she was there with me. The third day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but the two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. So she got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I, your servant, was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. The next morning, I got up to nurse my son, and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it was not the son I had born. The other woman said, 'No, the living one is my son, and the dead one is yours.' But the first one insisted, 'No, the dead one is yours, and the living one is mine.' And so they argued before the king. The king said, 'This one says, my son is alive and your son is dead, while the other says, no, your son is dead and mine is alive.' Then the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' So they brought a sword for the king. He then gave an order, 'Cut the living child in two and give half to the one and half to the other.' The woman whose son was alive was deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, 'Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him.' But the other said, 'Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two.' Then the king gave his ruling, 'Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother.' When all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king in awe, because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice." So both the Bible and throughout church history, there's witness to the significance of mothers in the lives of the faithful believers. As you saw with all these scriptures this morning, which goes right in with the sermon today, women, mothers, are held in high regard. You see, 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul tells his young apprentice, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you." The fifth commandment requires that we honor our mothers as well as our fathers. The Proverbs reminds that children are to please their mothers and give them joy as they labor to teach and raise them to love the Lord. God shows us important mothers. We see Hannah when she gives her son Samuel to the Lord. We see Elizabeth giving birth to John the Baptist. And of course, we can't leave out Mary, this godly and faithful woman who gave birth to Jesus. All these women are in these Bible stories, and they're part of the primary lessons, their faith, their godliness. But in this story, the primary lesson isn't really about the women. The primary lesson that's often taught is of King Solomon, and the wisdom he had requested from God when he became king was given to him. And it shows that God gives out wisdom as long as you ask for it. That's the primary lesson taught with the story. But I think there's something more to it. Instead of focusing on King Solomon and his very wise decision, there should be a focus on these mothers. And specifically the one mother who was willing to give up her son for him to live. It teaches us, these two women do, of motherhood. Now, these two women, as it says, they were harlots. Their babies were conceived under these sinful circumstances. They were birthed alone. They weren't perfect mothers. Just like there isn't a perfect mother today. Now, before I get into that, I don't say this to say that mothers aren't great. I don't say this to drag mothers down. It's actually to build them up. So let's get into that. No one needs to be treated with more tenderness, more love, more compassion than our mothers. Mothers are often too hard on themselves, and we're often too hard on them. But even so, back to the perfect mother, why did King Solomon, king of all of God's chosen people, the highest in the land, why did he take time to listen to these two women, the lowest of the low? Why did he take time to listen to them? These women who had done terrible things, they weren't living in God's will. They weren't perfect. They weren't good people, per se. They weren't like Mary, they weren't like Elizabeth, they weren't like Hannah, who devoted their lives to God. They were just women trying to make a living. Solomon listened to these women because he was concerned about them and their worries. He was concerned about them because God was worried about them. Now, I don't have to stand up here and talk about moral purity and how that relates to the church, how the church should stand for strong, hard morals. We all know that. But the church should also stand for forgiveness and restoration. If any of us at all had to wait for God's love, had to wait for it based on our own performance, it would never come. We are not perfect. Our mothers aren't perfect. No one is perfect. But if anyone's faults, anyone's imperfections, we should overlook, it should be our mothers. Just as King Solomon did here, he overlooked them, overlooked their faults, and gave them a fair trial. We should overlook the faults of our mothers because they overlook the faults of ourselves as they raised us and loved us. So the second thing we learn about motherhood from this story is that God, he has answers for the problems of mothers. As you see, these women, they had this great problem. Whose baby was it? So they came to King Solomon, and he had an answer for them from God. Now, mothers, there's not a stress-free motherhood from what I hear. That doesn't exist. From day one, there is pain, there is stress. Growing up, becoming a grandmother, there's stress all the way through. That's just what motherhood is, full of stress from what I hear. But God, he not only loved these two women in the story, he also loved this little baby, and he dispatched his wisdom to Solomon to save the child. He has this wisdom, so much wisdom to spare, and he's willing to share it with everyone today, especially with mothers who are held in high regard throughout the Bible. He has wisdom to share to get through the stresses of this motherhood. And he can provide for mothers no matter what kind of situation they're in. Single moms, adopted, stepmoms, biological, grandmothers. He's there for all mothers no matter what. And he has wisdom to share. The third lesson I'd like to get out of this is there's nothing like a mother's love. The real mother in this story would have rather seen her child live with another mother than to see him die. Good mothers, they're willing to give up anything for their children, anything at all. And this personal sacrifice is what motherhood wraps around. Our mothers, they feed us, they nourish us and protected us before we even saw the light of day. And it doesn't end just there. They continue to love. They continue to give. They give up sleep to help us when we're young. They give up their personal goals so we can accomplish ours. Now, there's many times we see, man, I want those pair of shoes. I want that outfit. And mom will go wear the same outfit she's had just so you can get a new one. There's many times I wanted that last helping at supper, and she'd give it to me just because I was hungry. And we honor our mothers for all this giving they do. They remind us of God, who gave his only son for the world, of God's sacrifice of giving Jesus. That is what a mother's love looks like, and that's what it can remind us of. That kind of love, it shouldn't go unnoticed and should never go underappreciated. And that's why we had this special day today, this Mother's Day, to wake us up and realize all the sacrifices mothers give without a complaint, all the love, all the compassion, all the sacrifice. And this day is to honor them. So today I want to thank all the mothers that are here. Thank you for all you've done. And I know you already stood once, so I'm not going to ask you to stand again, but I'd like to everybody clap for you today. Thank you for all you've done for us and continue to do throughout our lives. If you'll pray with me. Lord, thank you for giving these women, these mothers, wisdom to help raise us. Thank you for giving us this day to realize the struggles and the sacrifice mothers give and for us to recognize them. for their love that should never go unnoticed, that should never be underappreciated. And Lord, help us to continue honoring them every day, not just on Mother's Day, but every day throughout the year. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.